All right, next up we've got Lollipops and the Sour Strap. I think this is a case where, you know, we could probably spend a lot of time talking about recording vocals, because you hear some really classic sort of vocal recording mistakes in here. Like, they're recorded really hot. There's a lot of breath noise and mouth sounds, which may be appropriate for AMSR, but oh my god, it's hard for me to hear. I spend a lot of time trying to eliminate that stuff. The breath sounds are super sharp, and there's a lot of pops, and there's some mic rustling sounds, which are also pretty loud.
That was bugging me too, until I realized I'm almost certain that's completely intentional for the ASMR challenge.
Yeah.
And it's like, I hate to punish people for acing the challenge.
But they ruined the song with it.
Acing the optional challenge. But it did, it was distracting and wrong. But I mean, I'm certain it's because of the challenge. So it's sort of like, you know, looking at it through that lens is different than looking at it through just an independent song sort of a lens.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny, like with the vocals being as loud and as problematic as they are, they're mixed super loud in the mix. So it's like, yeah, we have these vocals that are a little rough, and you'd think normally that you'd back them off a little bit and bring up the backing band to try to compensate, but nope, vocals are way out front, and I'm just like, that's not a great decision.
Well, but I think that she's doing that on purpose because, I mean, if you listen to it, like, the thing that was throwing me off until I realized, oh, wait, yeah, this is ASMR, the thing that was throwing me off was that I think that she is singing quietly and then just bringing up the volume a lot.
Yeah,
and
that, you can hear that the power coursing through the gain circuit or something. Like, you can almost hear a gain hum. It's that microphone is cranked so high.
Yeah, in any other sort of, you know, without the optional challenge, you would be, like, really annoyed because you would know that they're not being loud because either they are unconfident or they're worried about their neighbors or something like that. So instead of just belting out a try me or something, they are doing exactly that. They're going, try me, you know. So it's like, it's all kind of quiet, and they're trying to emulate this sort of a louder belting sound, but it's all just for the ASMR. So it's just that it doesn't work, and I'm blaming the optional challenge for all of these issues that you're talking about.
I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know if it was intentional or not. I mean, I kind of felt like it probably wasn't, just because I didn't get the impression that, you know, so this is, for context, right? This is Gizo's 11-year-old daughter who recorded and mixed this all herself. So I thought, you know, it's possible that she just doesn't have a lot of experience with, you know, recording stuff and maybe didn't mean to do it. But you might be right. It might be like all intentional ASMR, super emphasizing those like breathing sounds and rustling sounds and so on.
It seems like too much of a coincidence not to, for me. You know, it's like just coincidentally the same. I mean, actually, is this her first song? Do you know?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. So it seems like
I missed
like
that
too much
whole context entirely. That's interesting.
Yeah, so it seems
like she
too much
it
of
to
a
him,
coincidence.
Yeah. And was like, here's a song. And he said that he had to like beg to hear the song before like putting it up. Because she's just like, I want to submit this song, Dad. Or whatever they call dads in Australia. I don't know. but this is a song that she just kind of like surprised him with, apparently, which I thought was great, you know? and, you know, I sort of don't want to say anything bad about the song because I think that's like awesome. And I want to encourage her to keep on, you know, doing stuff. I think she's doing one for the next fight too.
Oh, nice.
Because that's great, you know? There's a summer camp called Girls Rock Camp. I don't know if you guys kind of know about that. But, you know, it's a summer camp that's just intended for, like, girls and I think also, like, you know, trans and non-binary kids as well. But basically, like, kind of teaching them all the basics of songwriting or, you know, playing an instrument. They get together, they, like, write songs together and then, like, learn and practice an instrument and then, like, play the song together at the end of the month or however long the camp is. But, you know, I've participated in a couple of fundraisers for that because I think it's really nice. Like, I think it's, you know, something that can feel very intimidating to somebody who's... Yeah. Not a dude, you know, to kind of come into this world and there's like a lot of things you're expected to know. And if you're starting to learn this stuff at age 11, like more power to you. Like I didn't start learning writing my own music or like, you know, kind of doing anything in this world until I was like 30 years old. And I was like, what the fuck? I like wasted all these years. So, you know, it's I'm glad that she's doing it. I kind of don't want to like even say anything. But yeah, I mean, the vocals were really hot. Like, I think it definitely could have benefited from, you know, a bit more practice of the vocal, like melody, like a bit more decision, you know, being firmly decided on what melody you're going for and then, you know, standing back from the mic a little bit. But like yeah. I said, I just don't want to kind of get into nitpicking over
it. Right, right.
I'm going to continue to accuse you two of punishing her for acing the optional challenge. but okay. So, but you know, just a little more objectively, you know, this is maybe a little sloppy, just sort of how the vocals fit into the structure of the song seemed like it was kind of getting away from it occasionally, but that didn't bug me. What did bug me, of course, is the ASMR aspect. But also you kind of that Lindsey Buckingham guitar is so good that it's gotta be fake, right?
Yeah, is that I figured just it was kind of yeah, like stuff out of GarageBand.
Yeah, like a loop or yeah, something yeah. like that. Yeah,
and I thought that pretty good. Like there was dynamics and stuff. You know, she was like dropping, you know, bringing things in and out of the arrangement, yeah, which I thought was
Yeah, kind of funny. You have good, sliders, you want to play with them, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but it sounded too good is my thing. I'm like, that's suspect. And if I'm wrong and it's not a loop, then wow, that's incredible. But
studio musician,
and I thought also backing vocals could have helped this song a lot. I say that for any song that doesn't have backing vocals, but it's true.
Yep.
Backing vocals, I thought would have been better.